Dan, you're a successful Raleigh architect. Why are you running for lieutenant governor?
I think we spend a lot of time in politics looking at 2 years and 4 years down the road, and I think we need a long-term mission and vision. And my background as a business leader and as an architect, I think, is well-suited for that. And I think that architects in general are well-suited for executive government. We're visionaries and we're planners. We're creative problem solvers. We're consensus builders. And that's what we do every day for our clients, and I think those are the kinds of skills and abilities that are needed in our government right now.
Now, I know you've said you want to create smaller government and lower taxes.
There's only six states with a worse business tax climate than North Carolina, and we have the highest corporate income tax rate in the Southeast. We have the highest personal income tax rate in the Southeast. We have the highest gas tax in the Southeast. And all these things are bad for business in our state. 90% of our small businesses file their taxes under the personal income tax. And so we are punishing our business owners for creating wealth. And that keeps them from being able to take that wealth and put it into their business and reinvest it for innovation. And when they can't do that, then they don't create jobs and their businesses don't grow. And so we need to create a plan that pretty quickly puts people back to work in North Carolina. We have the fifth highest unemployment rate in the nation, and that's just not good enough for our state.
And let me ask you about economic development. I know you've been doing a economic development listening tour. With what you've just said and your experience, how can we go about to improve the state's unemployment rate?
Well, I think what the business owners would tell you is they cannot any longer pick up the burden of taxation for the state. And it's very easy to tack on a fee here and tack on a fee there and assume that that's not hurting our small businesses. But I was in a small business the other day where the gentleman who is the owner of this small business had a pinup board in his office, and there were about 30 sheets of paper there of different fees that were being charged to him on a regular basis from the government, whether it was the local or the state or the federal government, and he's just getting feed to death. And so everybody talks about taxation being a burden, but the regulatory environment for these businesses is just as big of a burden.
And let me ask you, I know that you mentioned earlier the lieutenant governor serves on the State Board of Education. I've heard all kinds of things from teachers about EOG and EOSs, excessive testing. There's a lot of issues, I guess, with our education system here in North Carolina. What would you say would be the biggest one, and what would you do if you were elected to improve the state's education system?
I think we need to have an education revolution in our state. I think we're at the place where we have gone on long enough doing the same things in education and expecting different results. I think we need to eliminate the state government-controlled monopoly on education and introduce choice. And that choice opportunity, putting that opportunity in a parent's hands as to where their student can go to school, will create competition. And that will lead to innovation. And so I think you'll see more opportunities for more students, and especially in the lower economic, socioeconomic levels of our state than we've ever seen before. And I also think the teachers are the ones that get harmed by all these unfunded mandates that come down to their level. We need to promote the good teachers based on performance bases. And so the measures are there for us to know who the best teachers are. But we have to get the unfunded mandates out of their way. Let the teachers teach.
What would you say would be the biggest difference between you and your opponent, Linda Coleman?
My background is business. I've spent my entire career in the business world creating jobs and bringing businesses to North Carolina. She spent her entire career as a government employee in the bureaucracy of government. And I think that is where the clear choice comes in 2013.